Modafinil versus pyrastam, which is a better nootropic? Want to know about modafinil versus pyrastam? Then read the given article. A nootropic is a supplement that improves cognitive processes including attention and memory. Nootropics, also known as smart drugs, are non-toxic, non-addictive compounds with few negative effects. Individuals sometimes utilize prescription drugs that are developed to treat sleep and psychological issues off-label to obtain the same results. One may find a variety of nootropics and prescription drugs on the market, among which pyrastam or prescription drug modafinil are two popular options. What is pyrastam? Pyrastam, nootropil, was the first nootropic to be developed, back in 1964 in Europe. All additional racetam nootropics are produced from pyrastam, which is the parent chemical. Pyrastam is nevertheless considered to be quite beneficial for a variety of uses and users, despite its lower strength than other racetams. It's greatest for folks who have never taken nootropic chemicals before. Pyrastam has a wide spectrum of effects that make up the standard nootropic experience, with no significant advantages in any one category. It's a terrific all-around brain enhancer. This apparent flaw, however, is precisely what makes pyrastam ideal for stacking with modafinil and other effective cognitive enhancers. How does pyrastam work? Pyrastam, like other members of the racetam family, improves cognitive skills through affecting the brain's vascular, oxygenation, and neuron functioning. As a result, blood flow, oxygen consumption, and brain activity all rise. Acetylcholine, a brain molecule linked to memory and cognition, is improved by pyrastam. The neurotransmitter helps the brain digest information more quickly and precisely. The nootropic has a beneficial effect on the NMDA receptors, which are involved in learning and memory, in addition to improved brain cell permeability. What is modafinil? Modafinil is an analeptic medicine that has been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Cephalon was the first company to manufacture it under the Provigil brand name. Modafinil is a drug that is claimed to help people who are sleep-deprived perform better. Many people take this prescription all around the world since it is said to help with the intense weariness caused by sleep disturbances. This medicine was initially used in the experimental treatment of narcolepsy in 1986. Narcolepsy is a disease in which persons faint at random and sleep all day. Since it was first used to treat narcolepsy, modafinil has been utilized to treat a range of illnesses. Among the issues mentioned were chronic daytime tiredness and sleep disorders caused by shift work. Modafinil is a nootropic that is commonly used to boost cognitive performance. The central nervous system is stimulated by this medicine, which increases histamine and locomotor activity. As studies suggest, modafinil works by altering dopamine levels in the brain. How does modafinil work? Modafinil is classed as a eugeroic, which means it enhances alertness while also reducing sensations of weariness. The drug promotes neuronal activity in the brain, similar to amphetamines, which is one of the reasons why some countries have decided to designate it as a prescription pharmaceutical. Modafinil enhances alertness by raising histamine levels in the hypothalamus. It also raises dopamine synaptic concentrations by blocking the membrane-spanning dopamine transporter protein's reuptake function. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that is involved in cognition and attention. Modafinil versus pyrastam. Before deciding on which one is a better choice for nootropic users, let's compare the similarities, differences, and safety of both drugs. Both the drugs are available in generic forms in various doses, but modafinil is more potent compared to pyrastam, as the half-life of modafinil is 15 hours on an average, whereas for pyrastam it is 4 to 5 hours. Pyrastam is an unregulated and unscheduled chemical substance in the United States. While pyrastam has been used as a prescription or over-the-counter drug in many nations throughout the world for years, the FDA has not approved it as a drug to prevent or treat any conditions in the United States. Although it is legal to buy and own pyrastam for personal use, locating it for sale in the United States might be difficult due to FDA regulations governing the sale, distribution, and labeling of such compounds. It is available from a few specialized nootropic businesses online, although the number of merchants is restricted. Instead, many people will import pyrastam from nations where it is lawful to sell it. Modafinil is classified as a Schedule 4 restricted substance in the United States. It's only available by prescription. Modafinil is a banned substance according to the World Anti-Doping Agency. While there are no such restrictions on pyrastam as it is not a controlled substance, there is no risk of withdrawal for modafinil. However, pyrastam shouldn't be stopped abruptly. These are some differences between modafinil versus pyrastam. While modafinil has recently been researched by a number of military organizations as a way to keep pilots alert during long flights, pyrastam has been tested and proven to be safe and effective for over 40 years. Modafinil has multiple potentially serious adverse effects, including allergic responses, difficulties breathing, and an abnormal heart rate, in addition to dizziness, back discomfort, nausea, and problems sleeping. Modafinil users should avoid alcohol and be aware of the likelihood of negative interactions with other medications. Pyrastam has a small number of side effects that have been demonstrated to be minimal and easily tolerated. Anxiety, sadness, sleeplessness, and irritability, as well as weight gain and increased libido, are among the symptoms. Because these medications are so widely available, their use is fast increasing. The world's first safe smart drug, modafinil, is well known and more commonly used than pyrastam. For people who desire to improve their brain performance on complex activities, both are a good choice. However, for beginners, pyrastam is a safer option to this well-known nootropic, while for veterans there is nothing better than modafinil. Their half-lives and the onset of adverse effects are the main differences. Conclusion: modafinil is the most popular and most widely used smart drug. Pyrastam is a nootropic, brain-boosting supplement. If you're new to pyrastams, you can start with this medication or move on to modafinil. Pyrastam is safe, effective, and less expensive than other pyrastam medications. Both medicines are effective in treating most types of age-related cognitive decline and improving learning and memory in individuals. Pyrastam is better than modafinil in terms of easy availability and can also be used by drug-tested sportsmen and athletes. Both nootropics can be combined with other medications to boost their benefits. Even at greater doses, pyrastam is not harmful. If you still have any questions regarding modafinil versus pyrastam, then comment below. We will try to solve your query.